The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hello, I'm Price Wooldridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com for more relevant news and patient perspectives. Estriol plus Copaxone may protect against nerve damage in RRMS. Taking the pregnancy hormone estriol in combination with Copaxone significantly reduced the blood levels of neurofilament light chain, or NFL, a marker of nerve damage, in women with relapsing remitting multiple sclerosis, clinical trial data show. These lower NFL levels were significantly associated with a reduced brain lesion volume, a sign of MS-related tissue damage. In this head-to-head comparison, estriol plus Copaxone treatment reduced blood NFL as early as 12 months, while placebo plus Copaxone did not, the researchers wrote. These findings were consistent with estriol-mediated protection from nerve cell injury and further support the use of NFL as a biomarker in MS, the team noted. The analysis was published in the Annals of Clinical and Translational Neurology in a study titled Decreased Neurofilament Light Chain Levels in Estriol-Treated Multiple Sclerosis. Estrogens are a group of female hormones that have been shown to have protective properties in some neurodegenerative conditions. Estriol, one of these major estrogens, is produced during pregnancy, a period in which multiple sclerosis disease activity is reduced, with levels in the bloodstream rising throughout gestation. In a previous 2-year study, researchers at the University of California investigated the impact of oral estriol combined with the approved MS therapy Copaxone on relapse frequency. That phase 2 clinical trial involved 158 women with RRMS. Results showed that the pregnancy hormone tended to reduce the annualized relapse rate, lessen fatigue, improve cognition, and slow brain volume loss. But these changes were not statistically significant compared with those seen in patients receiving Copaxone plus a placebo. Because estriol treatment slowed brain loss volume after 1 year, the team conducted a new analysis of blood samples collected during the trial to determine estriol's effect on NFL levels, a known biomarker for nerve fiber damage and loss. Blood samples were available for 111 participants, ages 20 to 54. Among them, 62 had received 8 milligrams of oral estriol daily, plus Copaxone, and 49 were given a placebo alongside Copaxone. Researchers measured NFL levels before treatment or baseline and after 6 and 12 months. The analysis showed that blood estriol levels at 6 months and 1 year were significantly higher in those given estriol compared with patients given the placebo. In fact, the levels in treated participants matched those seen during the late second to the early third trimester of pregnancy. Meanwhile, the placebo group had estriol levels at the lower limit of detection, similar to non-pregnant women. After 12 months, patients in the placebo group had experienced no changes in their NFL levels, but this biomarker had significantly dropped in the estriol group. Additional statistical analyses showed that reduced NFL levels after estriol were significantly associated with a decrease in the volume of brain lesions. Reductions in NFL levels, however, were not associated with changes in MS severity or relapse rates, changes in brain volumes, or changes in gadolinium-enhancing lesions, areas of damage with active inflammation. Here, oral treatment with an estrogen unique to pregnancy, estriol, using an 8 mg dose to induce a mid-pregnancy blood estriol level, reduced serum neurofilament light chain in non-pregnant MS women, the researchers wrote. These results were consistent with estriol-mediated protection from neuroaxonal injury and supports the use of serum neurofilament light chain as a biomarker in MS, they concluded. This news article was written by Steve Bryson, Ph.D., on July 5, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. Goldilocks, a column by Stephen DiMarzo, published on June 30, 2022. Fatigue was one of the first tells of my primary progressive MS. In poker, A tell refers to a change in an opponent's behavior or demeanor that may offer clues about the cards they're holding. This could be a facial movement, an unusual breathing rhythm, an unconscious shift in body position, or a strange monetary bet. Recognizing a player's tells may help you predict their next moves. As someone with primary progressive multiple sclerosis, my opponent in the game of life is my body. I now struggle with actions I never thought about before, and abilities I always considered a given. I'm learning my new body language, including the tells of MS. One of my first tells, or symptoms, was fatigue. Ready for breakfast? Let's have scrambled eggs. Before my diagnosis in March 2021, I always made breakfast for my wife and myself while she got ready for work. One day in December 2020, I decided to make simple scrambled eggs and toast for the two of us while my wife made the coffee. I'd cooked the eggs thousands of times. They take 2 to 3 minutes, tops. I started by taking the eggs, butter, and cheese out of the refrigerator and bringing them to the stove. We have a somewhat small kitchen, so it isn't a long walk. I bent down, opened the cabinet, and turned the Lazy Susan to find a pan, which I then put on the stove. I took out a bowl from a cabinet above the counter and put it next to the stove. Almost ready. I retrieved the salt from the Lazy Susan and the pepper sitting on the counter, and I had all my ingredients. As I cracked eggs into the mixing bowl next to the stove, standing became a noticeable issue for me. But I continued, pouring the scrambled eggs and cheese into the warm, buttery pan and starting to fry. Stir, watch, flip, watch, wait. I walked back to the fridge, took out the bread, and brought it back to the stove. At that point, my steps were deliberate, as I felt slow and shaky. Standing and moving around was becoming more difficult. I put slices of bread into the toaster. Soon it was time to plate. I walked over to the silverware drawer, which is next to the fridge, to grab 2 forks. By that point, I was completely exhausted and had to sit down at the table. My wife brought over the finished eggs, toast, and coffee. I was wiped out. We started to eat, but I was shocked to realize that I couldn't lift my arm to feed myself. I tried to hold my fork, but it slipped out of my hand. I was so tired I couldn't even keep my wife company while she ate. I had to lie down. I hobbled to bed and didn't reemerge for 8 hours. The fatigue was overwhelming. Mention fatigue to people without multiple sclerosis, and they nod politely. They feel fatigue, too, but it's different with MS. For us, it's not tired muscles and exhaustion after sleeping poorly or working too hard. MS fatigue is very hard to explain. I can rest all night. I can't call it sleep because I don't really sleep, and still wake up completely drained and weary. That December morning was the start of the 3 months I lost. During that period, all I did was rest and visit the occasional doctor. That's all I could do as my body's major tells became increasingly apparent. Fatigue affected my love for cooking because I couldn't stand for long enough to prep or cook a meal. My wife doesn't cook, so for a time I had to settle for yelling instructions to her from the bedroom. Thankfully, we live in a ranch-style home, so everything is on the same floor. After I was diagnosed with PPMS and received my first round of Ocrevus treatment, the fatigue became more manageable. I still have limitations, but I can function. Now that I know my tells, how do I play my hand? So the game begins. To read more columns from Stephen DiMarzo and our other contributors, visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. Follow the link in the description below. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel and never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.